Hi, this is... Don't turn me down. Hi, I'm Matt Lips, and this is my podcast. It's late, but for a good reason, okay? You guys, it's the holiday season, okay? So sometimes schedules don't line up, mostly my own, okay? No, mine. I'm a busy guy, and what?
I was going to cut you some slack on this one, because... It is not totally on you this time that we're coming out a little bit late.
Well, I mean, it's my fault that I have a busy schedule and that I had nothing recorded previously.
Well, we had a plan. So, we had a plan, and the plan kind of fell apart.
Well, it was more Plan B, because Plan A was actually have time off to record an episode.
Well, we'll have that coming up. But
Plan B was to do what we did that failed.
It went well enough. We got enough stuff recorded for an episode, but we're going to kind of flesh it out a little bit and talk about what we recorded and kind of make do, because what you're going to hear is the interviews that Matt did backstage at Puck yesterday. And those were supposed to complement stuff that was happening on stage live at Puck. We're going to play the wheel games and do all that stuff with people who came out to the open mic. And everything went as planned until I got home last night and found out that none of it had been recorded. The CDs that had been recording off of the sound booth came up entirely blank.
Not to drop any names, but I didn't do it. See, that's usually where you say not to drop names, then you drop the name in there. But
it wasn't you, and it really wasn't me. It was no one's fault involved.
Well,
it's just a kind of a technical issue we ran into, because the machine thought it was recording, and it showed like it was recording, and everything was done correctly.
We don't know that. We didn't set it up. We don't know that it was set up correctly. There could have been an error involved.
Yeah, the current hypothesis is...
I shouldn't have said that. Not to throw anyone under the bus. It was no one's fault. I should have said that.
Yeah,
okay, it was no one's fault.
We're only guessing at what could have gone wrong. Yeah, because it's more probably of like a hookup problem where it thought it was picking up the soundboard, but it wasn't connected right to the soundboard to pick up the sound off of the soundboard.
Do you guys care?
Just explaining to them what was supposed to be coming out.
I was falling asleep over here just having listening to what you were saying.
I get it. The technical side of failure is never fun to listen to. But let's tell them what we do have for them. What do we
aren't
have
they gonna,
for them?
Aren't they going to hear it? I'm just kidding.
You're right. They will hear it.
Unfortunately as well, I didn't start recording these. I could have got more people in. I didn't start recording these until about a half hour or so before the mic started. So I didn't get in as many people as I wanted. But basically, it was just – I called it a too much information segment just so it would have a name. But it's just I would ask a personal question. And then I let them ask one back. They're not all personal. That was the idea, but not all of them are like super personal questions. So, they were just like,
I haven't listened to these. We're gonna listen to it kind of as we go here. But I know the plan was that you would ask questions, and they would also have a chance to ask personal questions in response. Is that how it went?
Yeah, it just went back and forth.
Okay, so it was just regular, like regular quick conversation kind of thing.
I think it was pretty much ended up just being two questions a piece for the most part.
Okay. So who are we going to hear from today?
Podcast favorite Ari Fishbein.
He is a podcast favorite. That was a really good episode of his.
The longest podcast in history, Tim Remus.
Yeah, we needed to get Tim back for a little bit more time, because part one and part two did not take up enough.
And everybody's favorite Lou Misiano.
Yeah. I didn't know what to say to that. He's awesome. He's great, great dude, and it sounded like I was being dismissive of everybody's favorite. No, he is. We got three decent quick interviews, and we'll come back. We'll lead off with I guess your intro that was recorded as just kind of introing what was about to happen, and that leads right into who was first. Ari was first?
Yep.
Okay, so that should lead right into Ari, and then we'll be back to discuss and lead into the next one after Ari, just because there's no easy transition, because it's... Well, we'll play some of what Matt was doing in between guests, but yeah, so we'll come back, see you after Ari. Enjoy.
Welcome to a special edition of Lip Service. Today, I'm going to be talking to a couple different comedians in short segment called Too Much Information segment, where I'm just going to ask them a personal question off the top of my head, and they're going to fling one back my way. We're going to go back and forth for a little bit, and then we're going to bring someone else in. And then after done with that, we're doing a special edition here at Puck, where they're going to, when they go up for their set, they're just going to spin the wheel and do whatever it says on the wheel before they do their set. We might throw some sets in. I have no idea. So we're going to see how this goes. My first guest will be coming in momentarily. There we go. We have one. We have a live one. I was trying to talk to myself, and I realized when the pressure's on, I can't do it.
That's terrible for podcasting.
Oh, it's hard. Well, if you want to podcast with yourself, it's terrible.
Right.
You have to talk into the mic, though, for people to hear you. You have to.
You have to. I was holding it last time.
You were. If you want to do that, I'll just have to turn you down.
You
if
know
you
what?
Want to do that.
No, I'm fine.
Then you have to make sure you're close to it.
Can you pick that up?
Yeah. Talk into the mic real quick because I want to see where you're at.
You talking to the mic.
I am talking to the mic. I'm much louder than you.
Asshole.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I kind of explained this to you out there. So the Too Much Information segment. I'm just going to ask a personal question. And then once you answer it truthfully, because you better not lie to me. I can tell if you're going to lie.
You could.
And I'm a lie to you.
You're already lying to me about being able to.
I've actually never lied. I've never lied once in my life. My mom taught me never lie, so I just never did. Okay. And that's just how I roll.
That's a lie,
prove it. And so once you answer that, you can fling one back my way.
Am I winning this conversation?
I don't think so.
I've been calling you out.
But wrongly. And so you can, yeah, you can fling one back my way afterwards, and we'll see how this goes. All right, so first question. By the way, this is Ari Fishbein. He's already been on the podcast. We're going to have a couple of those.
Second appearance.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I have
same place,
my profile has exploded since I've been on this podcast.
Oh, my God. I feel my podcast hasn't, but at least here.
Well, it's all from this, though. People just heard that I was on a podcast.
Oh, and they're like, shit, he must be important.
Yeah, we should book him.
All right,
on
so,
shows.
Ooh, how many have you gotten?
You know. Couple. You can tell when I lie, right?
All right, so I'm going to go with an obvious first one. Ari, when was your first kiss?
Let's see. First one I remember.
Location.
No. First one I remember or photographic evidence. Because there's a really cute picture of me when I'm like 2 years old. Kissing some girl, but I don't know who she is. She's also 2 years old in this picture.
That one doesn't count. Next
it
one.
Doesn't count?
No, 2 years old, come on, that's
no,
not real.
It was when I was 18. Seems super late.
When did you move here?
Oh, when I was like 7.
Oh, okay. So you had, you had plenty of time. I thought maybe. I was trying to give you an out.
It was... It's after I went to college, and there was this girl who I really liked, and we started hanging out. And she was like 20.
Ooh.
And so she, I don't think, had any idea that I had never kissed anyone before. And so we got back to her. I asked her out. I asked her out on Skype, which was a ridiculous thing. And when we started quote unquote going out the next day. I don't think we ever went on a date. We were just like cool to hang out. You know, she was a chill.
Did you knock both out at the same time, the first kiss and the virginity? Did you just two birds? No.
No. It took like a week, maybe.
But it was the same. That was the same girl, though.
Yeah.
Like, so you sort of did knock out two birds. Not
sure. I thought you just from
just
first
in the
kiss
same.
Yeah,
right.
Virginity.
In the, that would have just been.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It was that. Do you ask when? Do you want me to describe it in vivid detail?
Whatever you want. If you want to end it there, I feel and like say it
went.
The
I
question.
Feel like it went pretty well. I will say that. Like if, for a first kiss, it was like
you're like I know. I know what I'm doing.
I did. It turned into like a whole makeout.
It was 2 hours, a whole sesh. And you were just like.
Yeah, no. It's like yes, that's sex. I did it
in my head. That tongue was sex.
Right.
All right. So you can fling one back my way now.
Oh, let's see. Who in your family do you wish would love you the most? You wish would love you more than they do?
In what way?
You know, show support and just seem fond of you as a person.
It's a good question, but I don't think there's. I mean, I guess if I had to pick someone,
Nazi grandma.
She got Alzheimer's. We eventually stopped talking. I mean, there's no one there that isn't supportive. Growing up, my dad was kind of a dick, but he always wanted the best. He always wanted the best for me, so I can't really say.
No,
but and my mom, I still talk to my mom all the time.
What's wanting the best for you? What does that mean?
I mean, just not wanting me to fuck up and just do well in life. Like he always, like growing up, when I fucked up, he always threatened like that I was gonna go in the Navy after I got made me go in the Navy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, what did the Navy do?
All right. So I feel like the answer here is your dad.
I guess so, but like, yeah, it was just like, yeah, because he was in the Navy, so he thought they'd straighten me out.
Okay.
But what are you going to do? You know what I mean?
Do you think the Navy would have straightened you out?
No, I would have failed.
Right. That's what I always thought.
They would have let me in. Get out of here.
That's what... In Israel, there's your compulsory military service. So you have to go into the army when you're 18. And I always thought if my family stayed in Israel, it would just be bad news for me. I would flunk out of... basic training. I couldn't handle, not to mention like killing someone, which I'm not on board with. But even that, it's just like, I don't know, man. I can't do like 5 pull-ups. What do you want?
Oh, pull-ups? Get out of here. I can't. Even when I was working out for like the 3 months I worked out for, right. I couldn't do a fucking pull-up. Push-up, sure. Right. Why not?
I can jog.
I used to be able to run a little bit, but not.
But I can't do it quickly. I can't run away from something.
You're like, I'd get there. Yeah. Like, if you wanted me to run somewhere, like, I'd get there eventually. But if I was trying to outrun, like, terrorist, like, yeah. I'd be dead.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can't fight for our armies, right? Because...
yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think you could.
Watch me. I always considered the Air Force being like a cool thing, because you don't have to go fight anybody.
Yeah, but you
could maybe drop a bomb or two, but like.
But what if you get an aerial combat?
With who? Fucking Al Qaeda?
They got some badass planes.
They have no planes.
They have so many planes.
And now the Air Force is just like flying drones. Who couldn't do that? Fucking idiot.
It's true. You just have to sit in a cubicle and like.
Yeah. Just destroy people's lives. Just, like, just cause
oh, this guy has
untold
no
misery.
This guy has no idea he's about to die right now.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm gonna go sex questions for you. Most embarrassing sexual experience.
Mm. Probably gonna be the same girl. Probably gonna might be the first time I had sex. Probably.
Why? Because it was like 2 pushes, and you were.
It was the opposite. It was I couldn't come.
That's kind of good though. I mean, because you.
It was
kind of
good.
You know, you look good.
You look
that,
good, but then you also. I fixed that in the few next sexual encounters. Was that problem was over? But first of all, it made her feel bad because she was like, "Are you not attracted to me?"
But you were still hard, so she probably was like.
Eventually, yeah, but like I don't know.
You were
eventually
hard?
I was eventually not hard. That's what I'm saying. And also, condoms. Do you, like, I had no idea what a condom was going to feel like. feels fucking terrible. Who uses those?
People, who came up with that? People who don't want babies.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Condoms, you know what? A-plus condoms. But sometimes you can't... I had no conception of what that was going to be like. So when it was happening, I was like, oh, cool. I felt, like, disconnected from my dick. It kept happening.
Two different levels.
Yeah, like, my dick was doing one thing, and I was looking at her, and I was like, well, this is great, obviously, but there's a lot going on in my head. You know what I mean? I'm a neurotic person.
Both heads, but...
Boom. Slam. Can we high five?
Did I yell that? All right, your turn.
Oh, fuck. I thought I would only do one.
We'll do two
each.
Unless I think of a good one while you ask me this question.
Boy, I'd asked about the worst time you bombed, but you'd have to like pick 20. I don't want that much dead air.
I can picture like two specific ones in my head.
All right, go ahead.
Worst
time you bombed.
Well, obviously the first time I did comedy, because what was funny is I probably went over that material, and of course I thought it was good because you always do when you start. Mm-hmm. And I must have gone over it like 1,000 times before I did it, and I got up on stage. I was on stage for maybe a minute, got through part of it, and just drew a complete blank. And then the one thing I didn't... I'm almost done. Chill out. You have to edit that out now. The one thing I didn't want to do was tell the audience it was my first time doing comedy. That was my goal. It was
my God, that's
not
amazing.
Tell people that.
Way to go.
But I drew a blank, and I'm like, what the fuck do I do? And so I'm like... So I had to stop and apologize and be like, I'm sorry, this is my first time doing comedy. And then, of course, people are supportive because it's your first time. And I got through the rest of it. I don't think there was a laugh in there. There might have been one. There might have been one.
I guess, I don't know. I feel like telling mine. I was doing my... The set of my best material that I could come up with, because it was before Philly's Funniest. And so I went out to an open mic in... Hatboro, some fucking place in Bucks County, and it's like a restaurant, like a bar/restaurant, and people are playing music, and there's like 4 people at this open mic, and then like a few more people come in, it starts filling out, and my entire set is all of my Jew jokes, is all of my jokes about being Jewish, 100%. And they're good jokes. Like, they transcend a little bit. I like to think you don't have to be Jewish to get them. Like, it's so weird. And it's just, you know, I'm surrounded by waspy people.
But were they even there for the mic, or were they just coming there?
This figures into the story, because First Lady went up and did comedy, and she was just, she's like one of those old ladies doing comedy that's like, oh boy, you are, all right. You're okay. And, like, people, you know, politely clap. And then I go up, and to say I bombed, it's not... They didn't even know
what
I was doing comedy.
No,
like, I was saying the words, and I was, you know, in the right
and
order and everything.
Like, let's do shots.
They weren't even... They were looking at me, and they were, like, smiling politely. And it's like... It was the summer, so it was, like, really bright in the room. Like, the sun hadn't gone down yet. And I do all my true jokes, and I totally bomb and sit down. And then the next comic after me is a lady that comes up, and everybody applauds for her. I was like, oh, what? Like, maybe she brought all these people? And first line she says... Is anybody in here Catholic? And then everybody but me applauds. I was like, what?
They just don't like the
Jews. What is going on? I found out eventually that like she had invited a bunch of people. Like, yeah, it was all her. They were all there to see her.
All right, well, Ari Fishbein, we got other guests. You talk too long.
Oh, my God.
What's your problem, man?
Sorry.
I got other people to get to. The mic's starting soon.
Okay.
And I got shit to do.
I'm going to leave.
So get the fuck out of my... Get the fuck out of the room. I'm just kidding.
Goodbye.
It was great to have you again.
Okay. That seemed insincere.
No, I really meant it. Thanks for coming.
No problem.
guys, isn't Ari Fishbein just a delight?
It's actually, I actually like listening to him in these conversations a lot.
He said his career blew up after he was on my podcast. I think he lied.
Well,
I think he lied.
I think it's only a matter of time for him. If you want to give your podcast credit for it, because it's only a matter of time. He's going to blow up at some point, and people are going to be like, remember that one time he was on that podcast? And he'd be like, that was my podcast.
I'm like, my podcast doesn't even make me blow up. I'm like, so how are you going to blow up on my podcast?
He's going to blow up, and then people are going to come back to you afterwards. They're going to go through the full iTunes catalog of what Ari has ever done, and then you're going to be the first thing.
I don't think so.
You don't think that Ari's going to generate that kind of excitement out of people?
I don't think I'm going to be a beneficiary. That's what I meant. That's where I was going.
I think he's gonna carry. He's gonna have a big wake because he's a nice guy. He's gonna zoom to the top and bring a lot of people with him.
He's gonna die and have a wake. Is that what you said?
No, like a boat. He's gonna. What? He's gonna get high fast.
Okay.
Make big wake. Bring all these people with him.
You mean wave that has a V in it?
You know the part behind a boat as it's going through the water.
It's called the wake. that's where the confusion was.
There are three meanings of the word wake.
Oh, and I know the other one.
What are the other two?
I said the one.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you're going to reiterate that one.
I said the one, and the other one's like when you get up, like out of bed, or true, wherever you passed out.
I wonder if there's a fourth one. All right, so that was. That was the Ari interview back for his half an interview after his first episode.
Felt like we were going to keep going for a whole episode for a second. Probably could have.
Let me look up real quick to give him the info on where to find the Ari episode.
It's podomatic.com/lipservicepod.
Ari was episode 7. So not that long ago. We just had him on 3 episodes ago.
I like to bring all my guests back right away, so I got to start bringing back.
we have another repeat coming up.
I like a lot of retreads. That's what I do.
And we have another repeat coming up later, but that's after this next guy. Right? I have that order, right?
Certainly didn't. Yes, you did. Okay. You thought I was going to say not though for a second.
I wasn't sure. I was busy keeping track of the mic and time and randomly sending people back to you. Which, that's the other thing we should point out, is Matt had no idea who was about to come back to him. It was my responsibility just to grab people from the mic and send them to the back room and kind of surprise Matt. And then Matt had to be on his toes to interview these people, which he definitely didn't see the next one coming.
I didn't. No. I knew he was there.
I like referring to you as he. Like, you're not right next to me.
Oh.
Like, he definitely didn't see it coming. Did he?
No.
I don't know if he did.
No, he didn't. I knew he was there.
I guess
it wasn't that big of a shock. I knew he was in.
If he showed up after you went back there, I wanted to do him next just because I figured that surprise of, oh, he's here, and then, oh, I now have to interview. But yeah, the next guy is Lou Miziano. So enjoy that one, and we'll be back to lead you to the last guy.
Here I come. Who is it?
Lou
Miziano, no way.
I was talking about porn with a hot chick and you fucking brought me in here to do your podcast.
I didn't tell him to send you back. I told him to send someone cool.
Holy shit, this
back.
This is a great setup.
I'm gonna Lou Miziano, right? I'm gonna have you on a regular podcast, sir, and not just this short segment.
How long have you been doing a podcast for? I had no idea.
Since I guess October.
Nice.
Because I think we just put out nine, so we do weekly.
Very cool.
Just have to make sure you talk right in there.
Yeah,
that mic's a little low. So what? This is better. This is where I'm just asking personal questions, and then you send one back to me. It's real short, and then we're going to record part of the mic. We're going to have people spin the wheel I got over here.
Okay.
Do something on it.
So you ask me a personal question,
and then you can ask
question.
One back.
Okay.
Ooh, I wasn't prepared for, you know. Let's see.
It's supposed to be rapid fire sort of thing?
You can make it elongated, and we'll just have like two questions.
Okay.
Or if it's rapid fire,
whatever works,
that's fine too. You know what's funny is I was going to ask Sean this question, but I feel like I can ask both of you this question.
Oh, shit.
I don't even know if you're going to know the answer.
Yeah.
Lou, how many women? Lou. How many?
Jesus. I don't know. It's been enough.
If you could ballpark the P and the V number.
Do I have
like,
to?
You don't if that's too personal and you don't want to answer.
I mean, it's not too personal. I just don't want to seem like a scumbag.
You can lowball
like
it. I won't tell anyone.
Scumbag piece of shit. There's some I remember, some I don't remember.
How many guys?
Some I try to forget. Some I did forget. How many guys? Oh, the closest I've ever come is with Sean, probably on stage.
I can edit this out if you want.
No, go for it.
But I know the threesome story.
Oh, okay.
but I know. Well, you sort of did.
You
high five. So I know that one. But I mean, other than that, that was the only one.
Yeah. True story. God damn it! So happy this is now recorded for the world. The world to hear. Okay, personal question back. What's the weirdest thing you've ever done in bed?
You know what? I'm trying to think because I haven't done a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
Tell you weirdest. I mean, I did it on a playground that wasn't in bed.
That's cool.
It was at night. There were no children around. Okay.
Right.
We just decided it was like a baseball field playground. That's so uninteresting. I wanted to have an interesting sex story,
okay.
But nothing too adventurous. So let's see. You know what I should have done? Knowing I was gonna do this? Probably should have came up with some fucking questions, but here we go.
I trust you.
We'll go with this one. What's your greatest fear, Lou Misiano?
Rejection and sharks.
Rejection from, like, in general or specific to a thing?
No. Just in general.
So
yeah.
it could go to comedy, could go to women. It's literally
everything.
All that shit?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Not bad. Let me think. What's the best movie you've seen in the past year?
In the past year? I haven't watched any new movies really. I watch a lot of.
Doesn't have to be new.
Yeah, I was
just
trying to think. I'm trying to
movie.
Trying to think if because I've been usually I watch a lot of the same movies and I watch a lot of TV shows, so not even a lot of movies. Fuck. Ask another one. I can't think. I can tell you my favorite movie is Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Watch it all the time. But you go throw another one at me that I can answer.
I'll accept Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That's a good
one. Because that's my favorite movie. I watch that all the fucking time.
That's such a sleeper comedy. I think that movie is fucking hilarious.
Oh, that,
and it
yeah.
does not get its dues.
And he picked like the two best women he could be with. Well, not the best, but I mean two great women were that could be.
No, that movie. That movie makes me laugh so hard.
I actually just watched Get Him to the Greek the other day too. That movie's okay.
Not bad.
That's a pretty good movie.
I enjoyed it.
Someone had a problem with the fact that Jonah Hill played two different characters in both movies when they're supposed to connect.
Got a
but I'm like, because
someone watched The Matrix and was like, it's not real. Like, shut up.
All right, new question for Lou Misiano. Actually, I'd be interested to hear that. Someone just asked me this, so I'll ask you this. What was the biggest time you ever bombed?
Oh, man. I know exactly the hardest time I ever bombed. I had... this is 100% true. I had just had a conversation with Sean. I was back in college. And I had come to the conclusion that I needed to drop out of school because I wanted to do stand-up. Mm-hmm. So I dropped out.
And how many years in were you when you decided that? Not to school, to comedy.
I was probably like three, but it was a bullshit three. Like, it wasn't like, you know, for years I just did like talent shows and stuff like that. So even though I was doing, I was writing for 3 years, I only performed probably like 15 times maybe.
Oh, okay.
So like, it's not a real, you know, so technically 3 years, not really. So I dropped out. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a Wednesday. And I packed my car full of shit, and I drove to the Comedy Cabaret. I didn't even go home. I went right to the Comedy Cabaret in Northeast. Yep. And I got out, and I put my name down. I got called up on stage. And this is the first time I had performed since I decided I'm going to leave college. I'm going to stop doing this thing that everyone told me I should do, and I'm going to go do this thing. And I ate a dick like you could not even fathom. Like, the hardest I ever bombed ever. And then I had to walk out back to my car that was still packed wall to wall with an entire former life. And to drive an hour back home.
What was the room like though? I mean, I've only been there once, and I know what it was like. I know what it was like then. That was like a year ago. But I don't know at the time. I don't know if it had a heyday. No. Or
you know what it is? The Comedy Cabaret blows when you first start out, because a lot of people for some reason tend to pop their comedy cherries there, at least a lot of the people that I came up with, you know, me, Brink, Preston, Bobby Lorello, Brian Six, Tim Ramis, Chris Wood, like all these people, we all started there. Mike Logan, Roboten.
They were sure talking about how people. They went to a comedy class there. I think Wood
did
and
that?
Somebody.
Yeah, I remember that.
There were a couple
that.
People talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. A few people actually did that. So when you first start out, it sucks because that's the only thing you know, and it's terrible. As you get further along, you start to have like a newfound appreciation for it.
Yeah.
Because you know, that was the first real open mic I did at like a real comedy venue with real comics. So
all the other ones were like strictly like more talent shows.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I did a stand-up club in when I was at State College, but that was once a week. Twice a week if we got booked to do a show. And
but
it's
you
also...
did. But you did well on these talent shows,
yeah.
though.
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was a rude awakening. Was
when you went to an.
Oh my god. Yeah. Because dude, my ego got so big to the point because I did an hour when I was in college, at of stuff that I just written alone in my room, and it went really fucking well. Yeah. So I had like this. I didn't know how to do comedy. Really. So I had like this massive thing of just being like, I'm going to have an HBO special by the time I'm 22. Like, I'm going to be I'm the next Carlin, man. Blah. And then you like actually go to a comedy scene you're like, oh, I've got no fucking idea anything about anything. All so, right. Yeah, that was the hard, but it was fine because after that it was like, it's easy.
Yeah.
You can't bomb harder than that. It's impossible. So it's like once that happened,
if you don't progress, you can bomb that
again. Yeah, exactly. So,
all right, you ask one more, and then I'll bring in my next guest. I'll let you ask me one more question, leaving it out.
Okay, done. Let me think. Let's see. What's the best you've ever done?
Actually, honestly, I feel the best set I ever had. I mean, I might have had a couple here at this mic, but. Of recent memory, this past Saturday, actually, I performed. Ben normally does those burlesque shows, but he's in Georgia, so he recommended me for it. And he said it's a good crowd to perform for. I was a little hesitant. I'm like, they're stripping girls, and then a comedian's gonna come out.
No, it works out.
And I went out and just had them like from the second I went out there, and I knew it was one of the first times I knew that like I felt confident that every punch I said was gonna hit.
That's awesome.
So
see, I had a similar experience because I got I started doing burlesque shows, and I had a similar thing where it was like we're gonna go from beautiful women showing their breasts to like, hey, let's listen to this sad kid talk about his dick for 10 minutes. But what I found is that even more so than wanting to see hot girls dance, burlesque crowds are just on board for really anything.
Yeah,
like they're just in the mood for like weird out there like artsy kind of stuff. So it's like no matter what you throw at them, if they're attentive, they're always gonna be down.
And as long as it's funny too, because go out there and be like, I never smoked dick, right. And then you're gonna be like, why are you telling us?
Totally understand.
But all right, Lou, I'm gonna have you on.
Yeah, no,
soon.
Please so, do. I would love. Right. I would love to. I don't think I've ever. Oh no, I did one full podcast, and it was a lot of fun. I would love to do another one.
All right,
and it's a pleasure, sir. Who do you want me to send back?
I guess just tell Dan. I told him a couple names, so
okay. All right.
I'm throwing back.
Take it easy, brother.
See you later, man.
This is where I say words about what just happened.
Yep, about Louisiana, about the clip we just listened to. Which,
great dude to talk to.
Got a lot of information in, what was that, like 10 minutes tops with him?
And he likes forgetting Sarah Marshall, so he's all right with me.
That's a good movie.
It was weird because I never thought. I guess I never really thought of it too much as a sleeper comedy. Although, I think he's right because, I mean, even just random people I talk to, if I bring up the movie, there are a good amount of people who haven't seen that movie.
See, I would wonder how many people just kind of forgot about that one because I feel like it was a hit. Like I feel like it was popular when it came out, but I have a hunch that like a lot of people just kind of left it.
I saw that movie in theaters, but I don't remember seeing any previews for it. I saw it because someone I knew said, let's go see it. And I hadn't even heard of it, but I was obviously, I ended up seeing it twice in theaters because I didn't go that time with my girlfriend at the time. And then I went with her to see it again because it was so good.
I remember there being a lot of hype with that one because like Kristen Bell, Mila Kunis, Russell Brand was a growing name. Jason Segel was the only kind of unknown.
I think I just didn't really pay attention to. I still don't really pay attention to much to movies coming out.
I'd say calling Jason Segel an unknown too is kind of a stretch. Like he was like the most unknown of the main cast. Like
was How I Met Your Mother on at the time? I don't know.
It was.
Was it? Okay. Yeah, I thought it was. But
that
movie was 2008 and then
or 9 years old now, but than 9 years old, so.
So that makes some sense.
Yeah, so he was a TV star. I mean, Freaks and Geeks in that show and Undeclared, and it's like he was a TV star, but like he didn't have like a movie background, but the other guys did. Did Russell Brand
actually that movie? I didn't know who.
I don't think Russell Brand did at the time. That might have been his first
movies.
Like getting him known kind of movie, and then he got
now everyone hates Russell Brand, so
I don't mind him.
I mean, I don't hate him. I think he's funny in some stuff that he does.
I don't necessarily pay attention to most of the things he has opinions about. I know he has lots of big and brash opinions, which
I mean, the movies I've seen him in, I haven't seen obviously all of his movies, but I mean the movies I've seen him in,
I've seen all of his movies except for Arthur.
See, if I bring that movie up to anyone who's seen it, they probably didn't really like it. I think it's a decent movie.
I know,
but I could see if everyone hated it.
Like mostly of an older generation who knew the original, a lot of people just had no enthusiasm.
No, I'm just kidding. I never saw the original, but
I've seen the original.
I knew it was a
remake. I didn't see the original until after because one of those channels just started playing it. They're like, here's a remake coming out. Do you want to see the original? I'm like, yeah, I guess. Like when History Channel will put out like the Ark story when like Evan Almighty's coming out or.
Except Mr. Deeds was a remake, but I don't think anyone saw that original. That's an old ass movie.
A lot of people saw that movie.
Really? Yeah. I never did. I know that one's really old.
All right, let's move on. We'll have our discussions later.
Movies.
We got who's next?
Timmy Ray Ray.
I knew that. I totally did.
Then why'd you fucking it? No.
How else are we going to get to this?
We said the names in the beginning, so.
Yeah, so now we got Tim Ramis. He'll be our last one, and we'll come back. And I didn't tell Matt about this, but I have some fun things to drop into the episode Matt in between interviews, which is highly entertaining to me. We're going to throw that in at the end of Tim's interview.
You mean my... in-betweens or something the, I don't know
the you in-between
I thought you meant there was stuff said before people came back that would be interesting to hear and I was like okay
there was some of that about it earlier
I thought that was
but with hopefully a future guest I think that would make for a really good episode but we're not going to discuss that here guess who the mystery future probably not guest is but anyway we're coming up on Tim Ramis who has two great episodes of this show. They're very distinctly different, even though they were both recorded on the same night and took up, let's see, the first episode's 1:20, the second episode's 1:34. So that was basically 4 hours of Tim's life spent with us in Matt's.
That made it sound like you were bad at math, but I get, but
yeah, the stuff was edited. But, yeah, so he spent 4 hours with us and was still kind enough to drop back and give us a few more minutes. So
I'd still be my friend.
Yeah, good dude. All right, we'll listen to that, and then we'll be back to talk when we're done with Tim. See you in a bit.
Who do I got? Timmy Ray. We got about five or ten. Can run through a couple. Guys, Tim Ramis is back because his podcast wasn't long enough.
Back for the sequel.
I didn't even come up with a good starter question for you. So let me think. So I kind of told you it's just gonna ask like a personal question or just a question. Just answer it truthfully, and then you can throw one back my way.
Okay,
we'll do a couple. Time permitting.
Kind of like how we did at the very end of the last one, and we were like so delirious. And am I loud enough, by the way?
Yes, okay. Actually, I'm sort of afraid that, like, especially Lou, maybe Ari, that, like, Lou is talking, like, way back. Like, I could hear him, but I don't know how loud he's going to turn out in there, so hopefully he turns up loud enough for it. All right, so let's see. What do I want to ask Tim Ramis here? As an opening question, I don't want to use anything I already said. Do you want to? Actually, I've been starting it. But do you want to? You want to ask the first one, then I'll come up with
the first
one.
Question.
Sure. Yeah, I'll let you start.
So it's just any
type of question. It could be like personal, too much information. It could just be any question, really. But I was going more for like kind of a personal question.
Yeah. How was your Thanksgiving? Too personal.
That's a little close to the vest. All right.
Sorry.
I hate Thanksgiving.
I'm not good at with opening questions, especially thinking of them. Give me an example. The first
question I asked Ari was obviously just a simple first kiss type of thing.
Okay.
I was trying not to repeat questions like that I've said to people. If you wanted to say it, I mean, he didn't ask the same question back. So, if you wanted to throw that one, if you can't think of anything.
Have you ever been caught or walked in on?
That's actually funny because...
just happened. No.
Yes, kind of. Sort
for
of.
Real?
I've never actually... Because I was gonna say it was my roommate Scott. I was gonna say to him, I'm like, you're actually lucky. You're the first person who has ever actually caught me. Like it's been close. It's been like if I had roommates, like I'd lock the front door, and then if I heard them opening it, I'd quick just off
get
and
dressed,
go
yeah,
and just like I'd go upstairs and get dressed just in case I didn't have enough time. But this time I was literally. He was in bed, so I didn't think he was coming out. But I was in the living room. But I'm like, you know what? Just in case, I was.
Too, you did it. In
yeah,
the open.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. But I was 2 seconds away from going into my room. I was literally about to, and then I see my cat run out, and I'm like, uh-oh, that might mean a person's following. And I, so he didn't see anything. He didn't see anything. But So. You're right. Did just happen.
That's amazing.
For the first time.
Congrats. Welcome to the club.
But no one's ever caught me where they've seen it. So I think I'm still winning there. I walked in on my roommate one time and I just walked in the kitchen, gave him time to put it away, and we didn't talk about it.
that's how you're supposed to. You share a room with him, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
He shares it with there's three of us, so
yeah, I know that
they
I know
share
three,
one,
yeah.
And then I have the other bedroom. So,
you had your own bedroom and you still did it in
most of the time they don't come out after they go to bed. So, but I literally was like, just in case he's gonna come out, I'm gonna go into my room.
All right.
I just was a minute. He came out a minute too soon.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Amazing. I'm glad I can be part of that.
This is if it's yes, you can expand, but it's if no, it's not going to go anywhere.
Okay.
Have you ever prematurely ejaculated your fluids?
No. First, I was going to ask like with another person, or like I was beaten off and like oh, not already.
Has that ever happened? I don't think that happens. Like
that has happened. I was just like, oh, like. Want to do a marathon?
Well, I used to when I first started masturbating. I used to think it was a race, and then I thought that was just the point of it. And then I realized,
like,
I'm like,
we talked about this last podcast.
I talked about it with someone.
Marathon is still a race.
All right, I'll try and think of a better.
But the answer is no.
All right.
But to be fair, like that's because I spent so many years masturbating that like
I had to
prepped and ready.
I had to retrain. I had to retrain myself because I used to think it was a race. I had to like train and be like, nope, we were doing it wrong this whole time. That's not what you're supposed to do. All right, so go ahead. We'll do one more each, and then we'll get ready for the show to start.
Okay, what time is it?
It's 21.
Oh shit. Yep. Oh fuck. There's a follow up question. All right.
One more. If you just want to ask someone random, I'm just gonna say. If you just want to ask someone random,
have you ever been accused of ruining Christmas?
Ruining Christmas. I'm assuming that means you've been accused of it.
It's been discussed.
Oh, is this recently? Is this like this Christmas? Did you wreck this Christmas?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't accused the year it happened. It was like my brother was being a brat, and my mom was like, oh, well, you know, you've almost ruined Christmas a few times. And...
just by being you?
Or? I mean, my favorite, the one toy I would want to get, like, didn't work or was broken or something like that. Like,
but how does that mean you wrote Christmas?
Technically, yeah, it's people the fucking who made toy. The toy. Like, come on, Hasbro.
I don't think I've ever ruined, I guess I never thought about it, but I don't think I've ever ruined Christmas. I guess that's a win.
I mean, you ever open a Christmas present? When this happened when I was like 5.
Yeah.
Like I didn't find about like, yeah, you almost ruined Christmas last year when your Megatron toy didn't work.
I remember I was way too, I was like, I found out about Santa Claus much later than I should have, but it was to the point where like I knew, but I think
how old
I
were
was,
you?
I forget the exact age, but it was, and I think at the time, like I knew, but I may have still just been holding on to it, trying to be naive about it. And I had got an Eagles jersey for Christmas, and I think I got something on it at school, and I was at dinner, and my dad was like, you better not ruin that. That was very expensive. And I'm like, but Santa brought me, Santa brought me this Christmas. So,
it's on Santa's wallet,
What are you talking about?
It's funny because I held out for Santa. I really wanted to believe in him. And then I guess I was like, I think it was 10 where I was like, no, there's no fucking way.
Well, I just said middle school. So, I mean, I guess it was there. I feel like I sort of believe, but kind of didn't. But.
Well, yeah. And I stopped believing in Santa for the same reason a lot of people become atheist. One, it's not possible. Two, like, there's too much evil in the world, and like I was picked on a lot in fifth grade, and like these fucking assholes who in my mind then should have sooner burned in hell than gotten coal for Christmas had a way better Christmas than I did because they were like way richer than we were. I was like, there's no fucking way Santa's real then. Like, which is such a dark reason to stop believing.
It wasn't the fact that he couldn't get to all the houses.
Yeah, it was
just like, why are you bringing these assholes great?
It was, it's just like, if Santa was real, like, he'd light your fucking house on fire. Like,
I don't think Santa does that, but.
Well, what the fuck does Santa do? He ain't real. He's not here.
All right, I'll ask you this one real quick.
That
and
got
then...
dark. I'm sorry. I brought this whole fucking podcast down.
It's okay. All right, I'll just do this real quick, and then we'll get out of here. Have you ever lost a fight?
I've never been in a fight.
You've never no fist fights?
No. I mean, the absolute closest I've been in a fight, and this I don't consider this a fight, was also in fifth grade. These fucking assholes used to pick on me. They never got physical other than this one time. And they like pinned my arms up against the wall, and there was 5 of them and me, and the one kid was about to take the first punch, and since my arms were against the wall, all I had left was my feet, so I just kicked him square in the nuts.
And no one else did anything about
it? Well, because he dropped to his knees and started crying, and then they like all ran and told the lunch mother. I was like...
So you got in trouble.
No, actually, I didn't, because I was just like, look, like, do you think I'd fucking do this? Like, come on. Like, you know when someone's a... like, you know when a kid's a troublemaker.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I was not a troublemaker.
I couldn't.
Like
see
the fact that the fact that I kicked this bully square in the dick, like, doesn't, like, was pretty indicative of what happened.
Indicative.
In dick.
Nailed it. That's the perfect place to end. All right, Tim Ramis, it was good to have you back.
Thank you, buddy.
Maybe you'll spin the wheel when you get up there. I'm doing the wheel on stage tonight.
Okay.
So maybe I'll let you spin it if you want to.
All right.
All right, sir. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Bye, man.
Wait.
So I'm kind of glad that that was the last interview because of all of them, that is the one that kind of fits the description of the segment the most.
The too much information.
Too much information. So, yeah, we were talking as we were listening there. Basically the same question that you guys just heard of, have you ever been walked in on? And do you, like, so your story there is you were just out in the living room?
It was funny because when we were listening to it, like, I don't have a problem, like, basically I don't have a problem, like, telling anyone anything, obviously. Like, I don't really care. But I don't think about people listening to it back until I'm listening to it with someone else. Like, when I was listening to it with you, I'm like, oh. I was like, oh, yeah, people are going to listen to this. I'm like, I don't care. But yeah.
I mean, you don't say any names. No one's going to be...
No, I'm just saying... I mean, just stuff about myself. Like, I'm like an open book, so I don't really care. But it was weird.
But is that what that story is? Like, you were just sitting in the living room? Like, that's not weird. Like, whatever. But the part that, like, you weren't, like, sure of where people were?
No. My one roommate wasn't home, and the other one was in bed. And usually, once he goes to bed, he doesn't come out. But just on the off chance, I felt like there was a chance that maybe... He would, so it wasn't like I was 2 seconds away from going, packing it up and going.
We can edit that packing up your wares and.
But I was about, yeah, I was about to collect my belongings and.
Anyway, I think this segues pretty nicely into the next little bit that I'm going to play here, of what you do when you're by yourself. And this next one,
I didn't masturbate in the green room.
I don't know. I don't know if that makes me more or less uncomfortable than.
And what, I don't do that when I'm home. I was just waiting for my next guest, so I was singing a song.
It's not entirely unexpected or that uncomfortable.
I had nothing to talk to myself about at the time.
But like anything I talk to myself, if there was a microphone in front of my face, I probably wouldn't say it.
I didn't say anything. I was just singing
but,
old music.
But yeah, anyway, here's that part.
It's lip service. I'm waiting for my next guest. Lip service. Why is no one coming in? Lip service. Yours in a lip service. Please hold, we'll be right with you now.
Okay, that was that.
Oh. I was like, what? Oh, okay.
I'm glad. Audio tricks, you know. So that was Matt singing to himself, and I think that's probably a good way to leave this episode.
Please wait for the next representative.
All right, that's that, and I guess we don't have anything to plug, do we? Open mic every Tuesday. You can be part of fun stuff like this when we're scrambling for guests, and know a lot of our friends will help us out. So come out, be our friend, and be on the show.
Oh, we're begging for friends now? Is that what we're doing?
No, we're just telling people who are our friends that we like them and we want them to be on the show.
You just had to come out to be and be our friend, so you just begged for friends.
So even like those three interviews, I would be totally content to interview Ari and Lou and Tim all over again. Just because
three full segments.
I think we got pretty lucky with the three people that we grabbed that we got. Actually good interviews, especially because everything else fell apart.
The other horrible people who were at the mic that night, like, no, I'm just kidding. There were no horrible
people. We had a really good group yesterday. I'm glad we got what we got, because the original plan fell through, and that's why we're doing this all last minute, and I hope you all enjoyed what you heard.
No, basically, it's a good thing I had that idea, because...
It is. It is. It was a lucky forethought on your side. Not lucky. It worked out. It was good. It was good. It was lucky that we had it, because the other part broke, but...
What I'm trying to say is I have great ideas, and...
You have ideas.
Oh, no. You forgot a word.
Frequent. Is that the word?
I thought...
You have frequent ideas.
I was thinking a good word if you were going to bash them would be mediocre ideas, but...
No, that'd be giving them too much credit.
Oh, okay. Dick. Anyway.
All right. I feel like I was taking the lead on this one, and as the show goes, the guest is the one to wrap up the show, so that falls to you this time.
I'm not a guest.
I'm sitting in the host chair, so...
That's just semantics.
It is totally semantics, but I'm going to play it because just one episode ago, I had to close the episode, so...
Well, yeah, because you were technically the guest.
Yeah, so now it's your turn. End the show, bud. I'm out.
I think I ended the first, like, two shows before I had the guest, or three shows before I had the guest close the show. Why are you sitting back?
I just said goodbye. It's your turn.
You're listening to Lip Service... Please wait. All right. That's the end of the show.